I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Morgan Omey. She is a recently minted graduate of Johns Hopkins University, where she served as the editor-in-chief of the Johns Hopkins newsletter. Congratulations, Morgan. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom.
So you want to talk about a book by John Green called Turtles All the Way Down. John Green became very famous when he wrote a book called The Fault in Our Stars. What's this one about, Turtles All the Way Down?
This is about a high school student named Aza who struggles with anxiety and OCD. And the book chronicles her struggling with her mental health and also talks about like her falling in love and dealing with normal high school student things and also trying to solve a mystery, which is really exciting as well. But I really like this book because I struggle with anxiety, and I think John Green does a really good job of accurately writing about what it's like to live with anxiety. He himself struggles with mental health, and I think it's a really important book in shedding light on that.
Yeah, and he's obviously very adept at plumbing the nuances of disease of all sorts. I mean, Fault in Our Stars is about cancer, so he does as well with mental health as he did with cancer?
I definitely think so.
Yeah, all right, terrific. Turtles All the Way Down. The other one you want to recommend is a book that I know well and really, really love. It's called Citizen by Claudia Rankin. Boy, what a terrific book.
It was so powerful when I first read it and really kind of showed me how poetry can speak to the everyday experience and doesn't have to be something you only study in your classrooms. And I think it's a really important book as we deal with racism and microaggressions in our everyday society, and something I constantly turn to whenever I'm feeling kind of like hopeless or I need some words of inspiration.
Yeah, it's interesting how when a great poet like Claudia Rankin frames these issues in rhetoric that we hadn't thought of, mm-hmm. it really helps us understand what's going on around us and how we feel about certain things.
I definitely agree with that. I just think she does it so beautifully as well and so clearly. And that's something I feel like all poets strive to do. And she just really hit the ball out of the park with that.
Yeah. Now, how about your experience as the editor-in-chief of the Hopkins newsletter when you were a student two days ago, right? You're working on the newspaper. Does that inform the way you read fiction and poetry and other kinds of writing?
I think it does, but generally I'm just fascinated with stories of all kinds. So whether it's fiction, poetry, or a newspaper article, I just really am interested in how people see the world and how artists take those viewpoints and put it into their own art.
Well, congratulations and best of luck moving forward. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Morgan Omey just graduated from Johns Hopkins University, where she served as the editor-in-chief of the Johns Hopkins newsletter. She was also an intern here at WYPR on the Midday program. Morgan is recommending Turtles All the Way Down by John Green, as well as Citizen by Claudia Rankin. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great holiday weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.